To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's a Tuesday night edition of Overtime. It's happening to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Chris Russell, you hear him weekdays 1 to 4 on the Team 980. He's going to join us coming up in about a half hour here. Always love talking to Chris. He was out in Madrid, Spain. If you've been listening to the show the whole time, there have been a couple of callers that have teased what we're going to talk about with Chris Russell. I'm not sure what happened on the boat in Madrid or how wasted Chris Russell was, but I'm sure we will hear all about it coming up here at 8:30. Also, here in this 8 o'clock hour, I want you to line up on the phones with this at 1-800-636-1067. One hot-button topic here locally has been, well, should the Commanders shut Terry McLaurin and Jayden Daniels down for the remainder of the season? I want to take your calls on that here in this 8 o'clock hour as well, in terms of, well, does it make sense for those two to play again? Is the reward worth the risk, specifically with the QB1 here in the nation's capital? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We were talking about it in the last hour, things we're most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders. And we went through a bunch. We talked about Chris Rodriguez and whether or not he's going to be the feature back. We talked about the improvement in this Commanders defense with Dan Quinn calling it. Here's the thing real quick, too. Dan Quinn's taking over the play calling on defense at a really, really interesting time, and here's why. They don't play any good offenses the rest of the year. The Dallas offense is the only good offense they're going to play throughout the course of the year. Out of the bye is Bo Nix and the Broncos. You got the Giants. You got Philly twice. You got Minnesota, led by J.J. McCarthy. So Dan Quinn, while he may be doing a better job as a play caller, I think the competition definitely going to influence the way that this defense looks. One way the defense can get better down the stretch is if a certain somebody takes advantage of his opportunities at defensive end. Drake Jackson, the second-round pick of the San Francisco 49ers back during the 2022 season. He is now a member of the Washington Commanders. Had played a game since the middle of 2023 because of injuries. But here's what I will say about Drake Jackson and his opportunity here. I think it's a hell of an opportunity. I think he's got a real chance to put his fingerprints on this football team. 6'4", 275, three sacks in game one of his sophomore season in the NFL. Just 24 years of age. Former second-round pick that's got a ton of upside. And when you think about the attrition that the Commanders are dealing with right now at defensive end, this literally couldn't have been a better opportunity for one Drake Jackson. To find out a little bit more about our pal Drake Jackson, I caught up with our pal Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area covering the Niners. Excited to be joined right now by our guy, Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, giving us the latest on new Commanders defensive end Drake Jackson. Just had his 21-day practice window opened. He's been on injured reserve for the majority of the year. A guy that's got a ton of upside No better person to give us the skinny on him than our pal Matt Maiocco, who's been covering the San Francisco 49ers for 31 seasons. Matt, appreciate you making some time, man.
Yeah, no problem at all. My pleasure. Glad to join you once again. We've done this quite a bit through the years, and so it's always a nice little reunion.
I'm about to say, definitely our go-to guy when it comes to talking all things San Francisco 49ers, and obviously these two organizations, talking about Washington and San Fran, have overlapped here in the past couple of seasons with Adam Peters coming here to Washington to be this team's general manager. We're going to get to Adam Peters here in a second, but I do want to start with Drake Jackson, the defensive end that San Francisco drafted a couple of years back. He's had some injury issues, I know, throughout the course of his career. He was actually injured when Washington acquired him earlier this year. Just your insights on what you know about Drake and what intrigued San Francisco about him when they made the selection a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so they selected him in the second round, late in the second round, the 2022 draft, and that was at a point where they had made some trades, so they didn't have a first-round pick. So a lot of attention on Drake Jackson because he was, in essence, the 49ers' first-round pick of that year.
Right.
They liked just that, his ability to get to the quarterback with kind of a unique athleticism. I remember Nick Bosa raving about Drake Jackson after OTAs and mini camp and talking about, man, I wish I could bend like he does to get around the edge. So, from the beginning, when you get the Nick Bosa stamp of approval, everybody's kind of watching to see how Drake Jackson fared. I think early in his career, that first season that he was with the 49ers in 22, he did have some injury issues, but I think more than anything, it was just a matter of the strength. Like, he didn't have the strength to hold up as a defensive end in the NFL. And then the next year, a lot of attention on him heading into his second season. And the very first game of the year was against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he had three sacks. And everybody was like fired up, like, oh, this is going to be the season. He's going to have this breakout year, double digit sacks, and really be a complement to Bosa on the other side. But then he had the patellar injury, quad, knee stuff. And, they shut him down, and just, he was never able to get back. So the 2024 season, did not suit up at all, did not practice at all. And I think at some point, the 49ers were just like, okay, it's time to move on. And, with the injury issues that this organization has had, I think they felt like it just wasn't going to work, and certainly not on their time frame was it going to work. So they moved on from him, injured him, or waived him injured. I thought that there was a chance that he might not ever play again.
Wow.
That injury was going to be something that...
It's something that saps your athleticism for sure when you talk about that patella stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And so, there was, I think rightfully, like some concerns about his future at all. And so I would say that it didn't surprise me that he ends up in Washington because of Adam Peters.
Right.
Adam Peters was involved, certainly. And I think that the same things that attracted the 49ers to him as a second round pick would be what Adam Peters, wanted or envisioned in bringing him, a very high upside. So it's a huge difference, obviously.
Right.
When you think about the expectations of bringing in a second round draft pick, as opposed to signing a guy who's been injured off the street. And, the expectation level with Washington is so much different than it was when Drake Jackson came to the 49ers, because basically anything he gives them would be a bonus.
Right.
Whereas there were high expectations when you take an edge rusher in the second round.
I definitely agree. And it, to your point, makes a ton of sense that he was able to come here. The one thing that I don't know if fans were as aware of was just how, kind of checkered the injury history has been.
Mm-hmm.
And you've obviously covered this league, for a super duper long time. You got to see him up close in person. Is the type of injuries he had, and I kind of hinted at this a moment ago, are those injuries something that you feel like can sap his athleticism away? And how problematic is that for a guy whose game sounds like was predicated on that unique athleticism for the position?
Yeah, I mean, now it's been a while. You know, it's been 2 years since he stepped on the field. You know, I think the last time he played for the 49ers was probably the middle of the 23 season, and here we are in the middle of the 25 season. Yeah. So, you know, he's still a young guy. You know, he still has time. I think a lot of times when there's an injury like that, there's such a rush to get the player back on the field that maybe that does him no favors.
Right.
But in this case, you're talking about somebody who has taken his time, and you know, he wasn't on a team, so there wasn't this external rush to like, okay, we gotta get him out there. We gotta start getting some return on our investment here. So I think that, you know, with the Washington Commanders, why this has a chance to work is because there was no rush. There is no, right, like, we need him to produce or else, nothing like that. And so, you know, I'm sure with Adam Peters, it's a situation where he knows exactly what they're getting. And now all the stuff that you asked about, you know, the athleticism, the burst around the edge, you know, it's probably given him some opportunity. I think he's listed at 6'4", 270 pounds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that this time away has given him an opportunity to work on his body and get stronger and maybe add a little bit more nuance to his game. So it's really, I'm sure what Adam is looking at with this is it's really a nothing to lose kind of situation. Like, he's a talented guy. There's no question about that. And there's not a big investment in him at all. And so let's just give this a chance and see if they can make this work.
Always love catching up with my guy, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area. Give him a follow on the X app at Matt Maiocco, NBCS. One of the best talking all things 49ers. Love catching up with Matt, giving us some good insight on Drake Jackson. And we've heard Dan Quinn, if you pay attention to the pressers, you've heard Dan Quinn on the presser, on his weekly hit with WSA9. He spoke about this. Just the idea of getting guys back after the bye, the idea of getting healthy coming out of the bye. I'm on board for it. I'm happy about it. As we mentioned earlier, it's one of the things that I'm most excited about seeing here in the stretch run of the season. Who is able to contribute? Now, Drake Jackson, man, after hearing this, if you're a Commander fan and you just listen to this interview, what do you think about Drake Jackson? And call me at 1-800-636-1067. How do you not get just totally geeked up thinking about what he potentially could bring to the table? He's 24, guys. 24 years of age. If he is healthy, not only do I think he helps Washington down the stretch, I think he's somebody they're going to be counting on coming up in 2026. Just my thoughts on it. 1-800-636-1067. I mean, he's a guy to me, and the part of the interview that really got me is when Matt Maiocco referenced a Bosa quote saying that he's got the best bend that he's ever seen in person, talking about Drake Jackson. And when you think about it, he's 6'4", 273. So to have that type of bend at that size, ooh-wee, he's going to be able to get after the quarterback. I'm excited about it. And then think about it like this. Who's playing for Washington currently at defensive end? Jacob Martin, who I love, by the way. And if I was Washington, I'm not normally a fan of in-season extensions. He's somebody that I would try to talk to. I just think he embodies what it means to be a Commander. He's not the biggest, not the fastest, not the strongest, but there is a play style that he plays with game in, game out, that really just, it's the best way I could put it. It's hard to deny him. is how I would put it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. We'll take a spin around the National Football League. George Sanders made his NFL debut. We'll let you hear some of his postgame sound in the 9 o'clock hour. The Denver Broncos, winners of 8 in a row. Kansas City right now reeling. The Eagles continuing to win games, and the Rams continuing to make their case for being the best team in the National Football League. That all comes your way in the 9 o'clock hour. When we come back, I want you to chew on this and call us at 1-800-636-1067. Should the Commanders shut down Jayden Daniels and Terry McLaurin for the remainder of the season? I'll give my thoughts, plus take your calls. And former Redskins coach Jay Gruden going to give his thoughts on this as well. That's next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's a Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up in about 10 minutes, our pal Chris Russell, the Rooster, who you can hear weekdays 1 to 4. We'll run our sister station, the Team 980. He is going to bless the listening audience with his presence. We'll ask him about his trip to Madrid and Barcelona. So I got Chris Russell doing it right. I think I got Mitch Tischler is doing it right as well. I heard from a bird that our old pal Mitch Tischler was in Madrid, Spain for the game. Now is taking his talents to Morocco. So definitely shout out to our guy, Mitch Tischler. Chris Russell, though, going to join us coming up here momentarily. We'll see what stories he has from Madrid. We'll also ask him the same question we were asking you at 1-800-636-1067. Should Jayden Daniels and Terry McLaurin play again this season? And then what are you most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I do want to get into the Terry and Jayden discourse. I do. Dan Quinn actually spoke about it earlier. He gave an update on Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin and so on and so forth, saying that after the bye, we will know more about the status of those dudes. This is honestly just pure speculation, but I would call it informed speculation. I think we see Noah Brown, Willa Harris, Drake Jackson, and Terry McLaurin after the bye. I also think We see the quarterback of the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, after the bye as well. And look, I've had this conversation with a bunch of different people off air, on air, in the bullpen here at the Fan. He's a second-year quarterback. Why in the holy blue hell would you think about sitting him if healthy? And I said this Monday sitting in for BMH and Finley, and it was met with some pushback. What has he done? He hasn't proven anything yet. So, yes, I want him playing. Yes, I want him getting reps, so on and so forth. He needs it. Point blank, he needs it. And I'll take it a step further. Not only does he need it because he needs the reps, he also needs to protect, or practice rather, protecting himself. How do you get better, ladies and gents, at protecting yourself without actually what? Protecting yourself. So I don't even think it's much of a debate. He is playing down the stretch for me. Not much debate, not much of a discussion to follow up with that on, because it just is what it is. Now, I know the film breakdown that Kurt Warner did got a lot of people up in arms. People are very frustrated by that. I will say this about Warner's film breakdown. It highlighted something, a small problem that we had seen all year long. That is Jaden Daniels not getting to the top of the drop and letting the football go. I will tell you this. It's a big reason why he's scrambling so much and why he scrambled so much last year. When it's not there, he is trained to go. And on the flip side of that, sometimes when it is there, he's going just because that's natural instinct. That's what I feel. He's got tremendous instincts. He does. I think he's a tremendous person. I think he works really hard. I also think he should play again if he's healthy. I wanted to have this conversation on the phones with y'all. We're rushing, getting ready to get up to Chris Russell here. The risk versus reward conversation with this is actually fascinating, because I don't know if the reward is worth the risk of saying, you know, he tears an ACL or falls awkwardly on his throwing arm or something like that. Like, I get the idea of, well, we want him to stay healthy. I totally get that. But at some point, you still got to play him. He needs the reps. He's only a second-year quarterback. And I think the big reason why maybe he looked like he had taken a step back to start the year is because this offseason program was a lot different for him in terms of training camp, preseason, only having one joint practice, not playing in the preseason at all outside of a scramble. Like, he just looked like a guy that was rusty to start the year, and it felt like that continued as he was in and out of the lineup with injury. So on Jaden, yeah, he's 100% coming back. Terry McLaurin's in the same boat, man. Not much of an explanation is needed for this one. If Jaden is out there, then I know Terry is going to be out there. Or maybe you wouldn't put Jaden out there. Boy, it's been a season from hell for Terry. I mean, honestly, I genuinely empathize with what he's dealing with. I empathize what he's had to, you know, overcome here to this point, all the public scrutiny. And the biggest thing I would say that stands out about Terry, and it's honestly stood out about him from day one since I first got the chance to, you know, meet him at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot back in the day. He's him. He's the same guy all the time. Just a consummate professional. Gonna do what you need him to do. But like I said a moment ago, it's been a season from hell for Terry McLaurin. And you pray that, you know, down the stretch he is able to find his groove, so to speak, and make really a significant impact on this offense, the impact that we know that he is perfectly capable of making. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up the 10 o'clock. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk some Washington Wizards, take a spin around the NFL. When we come back, though, Chris Russell, the Rooster, who you can hear weekdays 1 to 4 on the Team 980, he joins us next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will switch gears. We'll take a spin around the National Football League. We'll talk a little bit about the Washington Wizards. That's all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Before we get out of this 8 o'clock hour, we'll take a spin and look at some local college athletics. The Terps investing $350 million into their athletic program, while the Hoyas off to a 4-0 start in year number 3 of the Ed Cooley era. Right now, though, I would say we're going out to the phone, but since he didn't have the courtesy to turn his comrades down, you all know he's joining us via headset. It's our pal Chris Russell, who you can hear weekdays 1-4 on the Team 980. Are you clearing your teeth of chicken parm?
So
Chicken parm, Chris.
First of all, you're complaining about me being on Comrex instead of a terrible cell phone. Do I sound okay or no?
I mean, you sound fine.
Second, I did not make the chicken parm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you want to talk about getting someone's hopes up. I mean, damn you, Chris Russell. Man.
Well, you know, like, you just inserted yourself into my dinner plans. You were like, I don't care what you're doing for dinner. I don't care how you make it.
Just bring me
some tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, no, you know what? I'm going to deny the youngest in charge until he's the oldest in charge.
Well, unfortunately, you may not be around when I'm the oldest in charge.
Well, I mean, listen, at the current rate that I'm going, you know, 1.5 feet in the ground.
So before we get started here, I've had several. I don't know if you've been listening. Did you go to the gym today at least? If you're not going to cook dinner,
no, I cooked dinner. I did not go to the gym because I didn't get back out of the rain and DC until after 7 o'clock.
Oh,
I'm a busy man.
So can we just keep tabs on this? You made dinner, not chicken parm, though.
Exactly. I made spaghetti and meatballs.
Ah, yahtzee! I'm having spaghetti tomorrow, people.
With salad and with some garlic bread as well.
Can you just do the whole nine for me? It could be your birthday gift to me.
I can probably bring you something tomorrow.
Just the whole nine. I'm talking salad, bread, spaghetti.
I mean, you know, you act like I have nothing to do in the morning.
Chris, it takes little effort. We're going to get to we'll put that on the back burner for a second because I have more important things to get to you
please.
With. I've heard several different folks on this show tonight inquire about your trip to Barcelona / Madrid, Spain.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Well,
what is everyone talking about?
I threw up in a boat.
That's disgusting.
At the on the Mediterranean Sea,
ew.
I had a beer on an empty stomach. It was like 2:30 in the afternoon.
You had a beer? You yacked off of a beer, you weenie?
Hey, wait a second. It was not yacking off of a beer. It was a beer on an empty stomach on the Mediterranean Sea with really choppy, rough waters. And as soon as the waters got really rough and choppy, I started feeling it, and it was like so quick. And I thought at first it was just a burp. You know how like you have an inner burp, if you will. And I got that up. And as soon as I got that up, it promptly turned to something you don't want it to turn to. And because it happened so fast and so quick, I didn't have time to turn around and yak into the Mediterranean Sea. Instead, I yacked into the boat. That was the low light of the trip. The highlight of the trip was everything else. I mean, you know, if you ever have a chance to go to Barcelona and Madrid, two countries that, you know, quite honestly, I never thought if I would get there because I had never traveled internationally. I shouldn't say I never traveled internationally.
But so you were in
I've been
London.
To Canada and the Caribbean,
did
but I had
to,
never
did
traveled
you go to London
overseas.
Back in the day?
Huh?
Did you go to London back
I
in the day?
I did not. I was not traveling with the team at that point.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've never been anywhere other than Canada and the Caribbean. So I shouldn't say I haven't traveled internationally, but I'd never traveled overseas before.
Russellettes did not make a guess.
Yeah, I would say like Madrid was more like what you would sort of encounter in DC without like all of the monuments the way we know them. Meaning, you know, you can move around in Madrid, a little bit more room, a little less cramped, but still some unbelievable things. Like, went to the royal palace, right, of the Spain, like, royal family. I mean, you just have never seen rooms and places like this with just an unbelievable setup.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like architecture, if you like religion, if you like history, if you like artifacts, if you like all that stuff, I would definitely highly suggest you go to Barcelona and Madrid because you're going to get a healthy dose of it. It is pristine, some of these places that I was at. Just pristine. I mean, I need more time to talk about it. Good thing is people can hear some of it if they want on the podcast of the show today, especially in the 1 to 2 o'clock hour, the first hour of the show. So people can go check that out. It was really interesting. And, the game was entertaining. It's just two bad teams, one worse than the other, going at it. And the one worse team had, I don't know, 3 or 4 chances to win. And the team that won had their chances to win and, I guess, made 1 or 2 less mistakes.
So let's get to it then. What were your initial thoughts on the game in terms of like the storylines that we had going in, the biggest of which being Dan Quinn taking over the play calling duty?
Yeah, so I mean, listen, the Dolphins moved the football, especially on the ground with Devin Achane just ripping up chunks of yardage, but they couldn't cash in as they got closer. Or I shouldn't say that they couldn't. They struggled to cash in. Kicked a couple of field goals early. Remember, we thought the Commanders had a fourth down stop, and instead they were called for a delay of game, and then they were able to kick the field goal right after that. That's something that has kind of gotten lost in this, right? A 3-point overtime loss to the Dolphins, and they got a kind of a freebie 3 points to start the game, if you remember that, going all the way back to the beginning of that game when they moved the football and then the Commanders thought they had a fourth down stop and they were called instead for a delay of game instead of being allowed to run the play and the commander stopping it and therefore turning it over for no points on a turnover on down. So that's one thing. I thought the commander's defense, you know, bent but didn't break. I thought they did a really good job, with the exception of too many times Achan just had room to run and they couldn't get off their blocks. And certainly that is affected by not having Daron Payne, not having Dorrance Armstrong, not having, various other pieces. But you look and you say, okay, a couple of things. They got the corner blitz on Jonathan Jones. They didn't do a lot of that under Joe Witt. Mm-hmm. They got the fourth down stops and the turnover on downs. That's been something that I think they've done a pretty decent job of this year, going all the way back to week one, where they haven't been able to create takeaways, but they've been able to create turnover on downs. I think it's, you might have to help me out here, 8 now, maybe yeah. It's 9, whatever it is, where they've been able to bow up, right?
Yes.
And, you know, you say whatever you want about Bobby Wagner. I know you were, you know, and I were having a discussion.
Well, look, listen, Chris, we can bring it to the airways. I don't care who's driving around right now coming back from Spain on their bye week. They should be out of town.
Yeah.
He has holding the defense back. I can give a rat's ass.
I understand.
He's second in the NFL in tackles.
I don't celebrate that he's got a lot of tackles. I don't care about that. I will say this. I was more impressed by the fourth down pass defense in the end zone, right? That was important to me because it was a turnover on downs. B, it was a pass stop, not a traditional run stop where somebody runs right into him and he makes the tackle. So to me, like, there were some encouraging things. However, I got to be honest. Like, if this is a juggernaut offense, and nobody should confuse the Miami Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback as a juggernaut offense, you know, they probably give up 27 points. They probably give up maybe 27, 30 points, and that's going to be the problem. Now, the good news for them and the good news for Dan Quinn, as, again, you and I were talking about, they face some pretty meager offenses, and they might not play what you would consider an explosive offense until Christmas Day.
Yeah, I know we were talking about this earlier, and I think it's a fascinating dynamic that exists, because I'm reading people's tweets on Twitter. People saying, well, why didn't he take over the play calling way sooner? I don't think – now, I got these numbers from our pal John Keim, who grabbed these numbers from True Media, Chris. I don't know if you saw these earlier today. The big difference that Washington showed defensively on Sunday, they played a season-low 5-man coverages, meaning they were playing zone really about 90% of the time on Sunday. And I think when you – want to play that bend but don't break style defense, which you saw kind of executed to perfection on Sunday, more zone is the way to go. Your thoughts on Dan Quinn being the play caller, and I guess what do you expect to see down the stretch here?
Listen.
There's some personnel changes too. I meant to ask you.
Some
personnel changes you would expect.
Yeah, right. I mean, look. I think they were just better overall. I think, getting Daron Payne back for next Sunday against Denver will help. I think, again, the lack of quality big-time opponents on offense and offensive juggernauts will help the overall numbers. I think if they tackle better, that is going to be just a natural improvement. I thought there was a little less confusion from what I can tell, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you just gave the numbers about the season low in 5-man coverages. I think a lot of this team's problems have come from missed tackles. And if you have less missed tackles and therefore less tackles after the point of contact or less tackles after the catch, you are naturally going to be better on defense. You are naturally going to be way better on defense. You are going to turn some of those 7-point drives into 3-point drives or no point drives. And that's why, and I don't know if you and I have ever discussed this. I know you and I were both on the same page with Joe Witt that it was not a Joe Witt issue.
Right, I agree.
I'm not saying Dan Quinn did not spice it up a little bit.
Right.
He did. But to me, arguably, their biggest problem on all three levels of the defense this year, And really, I mean, it was a huge problem with Quan Martin, and I think you finally see him getting reduced a little bit,
right,
is tackling. Because if you make plays at the point of contact, whether it be a run and you turn a 4-yard run into a 30-yard run, or a 7-yard catch into a 27-yard catch, mm-hmm, or worse, or more, and we've seen more. If you make those tackles, then there's no defensive coordinator problem. I promise you.
But Chris,
I promise you.
I think I get what you're saying. That's like the one thing that you're harping on, and you think that's the biggest issue of the defense. Chris, when you can't impact the opposing team's quarterback, I
understood,
don't care who you have
understood
in the back end.
Understood.
You're just not going to have much success.
I'm not saying tackling is the only problem. I'm with you. They don't get enough pass rush, especially since DA went out. And mm-hmm, on top of that, they've had miscommunication and obviously the tackling issues, and run fit problems. We saw that again on Sunday, and there was one drive. I think it was the last drive of regulation, and they eventually bowed up and made a stop where they were just getting blown off the ball, right? And you could see them
too often.
Yeah, you could see them get. So I'm not saying it's a one thing problem. And that's the reason why this defense has been so bad. If you think about it, it's not just a one snap fix. Okay, if you say, well, we got to manufacture more pass. And I think this is why Joe Witt was more conservative with some of his blitz schemes than anybody would like, is because he's saying, look, yeah, I can get to the quarterback. I can affect the quarterback, but what can I do about tackling?
Yeah.
What can I do about blown assignments? What can I do about missed assignments? What can I do? You know, and you start to scratch your head and you say, I don't know how to fix five things. I can fix one or two things. I don't know how to fix five things.
Joined right now by our pal Chris Russell, who you can hear weekdays 1-4 over on the Team 980. A lot of different things I wanted to get to you with, man. And time is just a problem for us. I'm the habitual clock blower here the overnight. So,
well, if you need to take a break, I can rejoin
is
you
that,
if you want
you
to
hear
do that,
Wes? You know what?
Is that what you were asking me for?
Well, I was just going to double the break.
Yeah.
But it's all good. We'll actually take a quick timeout. When we come back, the Rooster will attend to his phone.
Yeah.
And stick around with us. We'll talk.
My phone does not stop.
No.
I got to be honest.
I know. It's what happens.
He's a celebrity.
He is a borderline celebrity. More Chris Russell on Overtime next. +1 800 636 1067 is the number. Lynell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll do a lot in this 9 o'clock hour. I want to take a spin around the NFL. I want to let you hear from Shedeur Sanders. He spoke postgame after his first NFL action this past weekend. We'll touch on that. We'll touch a little bit on the Denver Broncos. Are they for real? And then is Kansas City going to miss the postseason? We'll talk about that coming up in the final hour of the power. Final hour of power.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. The originator of the final hour of power, I guess, our pal Chris Russell, joining us for a few more moments before we enter the stretch run of the program. I mean, you just, you know.
You are something else, man.
No, you are
Something else, let me tell you.
No, you are something else.
I mean, you should put that on a T-shirt, the final hour of power. Man, who came up with that?
Oh, some guy.
Yeah.
Some guy.
Exactly.
I'm going to give a couple to your rapid fire here and just do your best to not be long-winded.
Yes.
Mr. New Yorker.
I'll try.
Should Chris Rodriguez be the lead back moving forward?
Yes.
And be featured?
I mean, he has to be. He's physical. He gets downhill. I hate when people say north and south.
Yeah.
He's going downhill. He's not going north and south. You don't want to go south. South is kind of like the wrong way, right? You want to go, you want to go straight ahead. You want to be physical. And the one thing I think about Rodriguez, right, that he does not get enough credit for, he's got shifty feet.
He's got
some ability to cut and get more than probably what was designed. Now, Bill is still a better cutter, I think, and a better mover, but I kind of look at them perhaps being a pretty good 1-2 combo where you know, one is more designed for outside runs. One is more designed for runs between the tackle. The problem is you can't be that, I guess, obvious about it and set that tendency completely, because then teams know what they're doing. So they're going to have to continue to mix it up. But the one thing that neither has, I don't believe at this point, is the ability to just absolutely explode out of a tight window, out of tight space, and make something big out of relatively nothing. That's what I think they're missing, a Jahmyr Gibbs type, a Devon Achane type, somebody like that with some burst and some big-time wiggle. That's what they're missing. I'm not sure if either one of those two guys are ever going to get to that point.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. So, we were having this conversation last week, Chris, while you were in Madrid.
Yes.
And look, I'll be real about it. When I look at the Jordan McGee situation and the Chris Rodriguez situation, for that matter, it's not a good look on the coaching staff, man.
No.
It's not.
No.
Like, I don't understand how you can just not play Jordan McGee. And I'm to the point now, Chris, I think he's the best linebacker on the team.
Yeah. He's certainly the most athletic. There is no doubt about that.
What do you make of
the only thing that I would counter on McGee, and you tell me if this makes any sense, because he was hurt so much last year and was a rookie, he was robbed of development time. Now you can say, look, he was still learning mentally. Yes. But you know they learn mentally differently,
right,
or it is different to learn mentally than physically on the field at game speed with real live tackling. Because in practice, you can practice and you can go at mostly full speed, but you can't tackle. And you can't,
right,
you know, so to me, and you kind of know what's coming. To me, what he's getting now is what he should have gotten last year. And he didn't get it largely last year because A, Wagner was a little bit better, Luvu was certainly better, and they didn't need him like they need him this year. So I am happy that he's getting the development this year that he probably should have earned or gotten last year, but because of injury, because of some other situations, he did not get it last year. So this is like his rookie plus year. I fully expect him to be the starting, to be Bobby Wagner's replacement full time next year, period. And I would be stunned if there's any other situation other than that.
So I'll push back a little bit on that, provide a little bit more nuance to it. I think he's not a Mike. I don't know if he has the communication skills to be a Mike. And more times than not, they're probably going to be running a different defensive scheme next year. So do you bring in a veteran Mike that's called defenses before in this league?
Well, that's fair. If you're talking about running more of a traditional 3-4, right?
Mm-hmm.
And having him be...
Yeah, either, no matter what you run, I think they're going to be... It's not going to be the same defense is what I would say.
Well, I would say this. When I say Bobby Wagner's replacement, I mean, you know, look, Bobby has been... You know, Bobby was great last year. Obviously, this year has been a struggle. He's good in some things, as we've talked about, not good in other things. I don't think Bobby's here next year, right? You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Or if he's here, it's in a limited role where, you know, I think can Jordan McGee in year three, and who knows what's going to be the defensive coordinator? I mean, Dan Quinn can't be the defensive coordinator and play caller forever, can he?
I mean, why not? I would like to see him be it, like, honestly.
I mean, if he is, that probably benefits Jordan McGee.
Right.
If he doesn't, and they hire, say, a guy that wants to radically change things, you know, maybe that affects. I haven't plotted that enough, I guess. I got to think more about that. But either way, I fully expect Jordan McGee to be a full-time, you know, linebacker next year. I don't expect there to be any games where he plays 18 snaps or anything like that, you know? So to me, and here's the thing that I would say. Look, if you get more speed on this team, and there is no doubt that they need more speed and athleticism,
badly.
they are going to make mistakes, and they're going to sometimes overrun things and sometimes be in the wrong fits and the wrong gaps and whatever. But they can also erase mistakes easier and quicker. So to me, I'm of the thought this team needs more Tyler Owens. This team needs more Jordan McGee. This team needs more whatever they were hoping to get when they drafted Dominique Hampton that they didn't get. This team needs more, less bulk and more speed and athleticism to hopefully pencil erase some of the mistakes that they make in other areas.
All right, literally rapid fire here to let you go because there was two more that I didn't get to touch on with you here. We asked this throughout the show. What are you most looking forward to seeing down the stretch?
Well, I'd love to see Terry come back next Sunday night. I'm not sure about Jaden. Maybe that'll take another week after next Sunday night. I don't know.
Are you reporting?
No. I'm just saying I don't know. Hopefully.
Is this informed speculation?
But no. Okay. I'm just saying.
I have to ask.
I believe the way Dan Quinn indicated it and time, I believe Terry will be ready to practice next week when they return.
Yeah, or he could have been just talking about Will Harris. But.
Sure. And interestingly, you know, that's another thing that I'd love to see if and when Will Harris is back.
Well, Chris, you know better. They sold us a bill of goods. Like, Will Harris getting hurt was why the defense bust coverages.
Well, I'm not saying that was the only reason.
Yeah, I think it's hot.
But I think he's going to help that. And with Quan Martin having regressed so much, I think you can at least say, okay, maybe it's meager opponents, maybe it's Dan Quinn, maybe it's Will Harris coming back, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But overall, I want to see just better performances, bend but don't break style, with little tweaks. And please, God, find a way to create some takeaways except for the turnovers on downs. I mean, that is the ultimate, again, pencil eraser that they just have not been able to do under this coaching staff for whatever reason. Okay, that's number one. And real quickly on offense, I mean, again, Terry, yes. Okay, I'd love to see Jaden come back and not get injured right away and to be able to play and to be able to breathe when he's on the field. The one other thing that I would like to see, I would like to see this team get back to what I call common sense football. And what I mean by that is if the running game is going, you stay with the running game. You don't get the running game going, rip off chunks of yards, get first and 10 from the 28-yard line or whatever it is, and then run three straight pass plays and take a sack on third down. No.
Sounds like that's a message pointed towards the artist formerly known as Cliff King.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see a little bit more consistency and a little less flare and flash and let me try and outthink the opponent. I can't run the ball because that's showing a tendency. Make them stop it, man. Because I always say this about the run offense. Even if they stop it, even if it doesn't work, it has ancillary benefits that I truly don't believe a passing game always gives you or brings you. So those are a couple of things. And dear God, somebody make a kick, for God's sakes. I can't lose games. And that's why I had no problem with them letting Matt Gay go. And I should have made a bigger deal out of it on Sunday night. I mean, I knew he would be in trouble. I just thought they would bring in kicker competition next week, and then maybe they would cut him. I didn't know if they would cut him. I didn't think they would cut him the day after the game. So my fault on that.
It's definitely tough. We appreciate you, man. We'll be tuned in tomorrow, 1-4, leading into me.
Wow. I get the prestige and honor of setting you up.
Well, I'm not a hard guy to set up, is what I'll say. I haven't met a shot I don't like.
I'm like Steve Nash in his prime, and you're like LeBron James making his return against Utah tonight, huh?
Utah. I'm surprised that's on your well, there's no caps tonight.
Yeah.
That should be on your radar.
I might check it out. A little late night hoops.
A little late night.
Is Bronny there or no? Or no?
Bronny's there. Yeah.
Okay.
Bronny's been playing.
That's good.
And I've been meaning to come on your program and literally verbally spar with you because you sound like a fool for your Bronny James commentary.
Okay.
Have you seen the way he's played?
I've left him alone the last month.
Good. You better. It's Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen.
We can talk tomorrow.
We're going to take a break. Hopefully I don't get fired for blowing out the clock again. Yeah. It's more overtime next.
Yeah. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.